So, Father, we just thank you for this evening, Lord, and thank you for just blessing our time. Just guide and direct us tonight, Lord. We just come against any attacks on equipment or bandwidth or just any ploys of the enemy to bring distractions. We just forbid that in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just ask you just bring through us, you know, just words that are pleasing to you. And edify you, Lord, and just guide us tonight, Lord. We just thank you for that. We just call tonight blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Amen. Hey, just 1 minute, if I can, Tim.
Certainly.
I think I know why I'm having problems. I just figured it out because when I check in, when I sign in, I don't sign in as administrator. I sign in under my name, and I don't have any control over the recording. And I noticed that you're able to have control over the recording on Tuesday night, so you must be signing in as administrator as well. And that's taken away, I think. I think that's a problem.
You mean both of us coming in as administrator?
Yeah. That's why I'm having problems, I bet you. Because we had this issue before, I believe. And
so you're passing the buck on me, huh?
Yeah. Get the monkey off my back, brother. It's yours now. No, I believe that may be what it is. It just occurred to me that's probably what it is.
Okay. Yeah, because when I came in the other way, I could not, you know, I could not mute anybody or do the recording, so.
Well, you can mute them, but you can't hang them up, or you can't do the recording.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, let's see. Let's see how it works out tonight. And
okay.
And that could be the situation. So, all right. Let's start how we usually do is with prayer. If anybody needs prayer or would like to pray for somebody, let's open it up for prayer tonight. All right. I know Wade and Jeanette wanted to pray for.
For Tom Walsh.
Evangelist? Yeah.
He's a missionary. He's not
okay.
Not really an evangelist. He's getting his teeth worked on in New Orleans right now. And I was just praying that he'd have a good tour of the United States when he goes through the country, visiting his friends. He mentored me, sleeping in the back of my car for a good while when he was in New Orleans many years back. So that I was mature enough, not that I'm mature enough to stand like I'd like now, but he's just got me more mature than I was before he came into my life. You know, we used to go to Bourbon Street and witness. I didn't like some of the more brash, you know, witnessing where people, you know, said you're going to hell or stuff like that. We didn't do that too much of that. Mostly handing out tracts. Anyways, he mentored me in that area, in other areas too, just living.
All right. Well, you want to pray for him, and we'll just leave with you.
Dear Lord,
all right, brother.
Dear Lord Jesus, I pray for Tom Walsh, Lord, that he be attentive to your spirit, Lord, and that he would find your grace as he goes along the country visiting his friends that he has in the country, Lord, and that he may do the work of the Lord as he goes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for Tom, and Lord, he's been a blessing to Wade, and you say that you're going to bless them to bless us. And Lord, we just ask you just bless him, Lord. You just bless his finances. You just put, you know, just use him mightily. Put, you know, the people that you want to plant or water in front of him. And we just thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you for blessing him in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Linda, did you want to pray?
Well, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for the rain. we don't understand the devastation that takes place. It's blessing some people and hurting other people. But I'm lifting this up to you in Jesus' name for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Correct what needs to be corrected to help the people, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Yeah, Tim, right. I'd like to pray for someone that Chad asked me to bring up with y'all.
Okay.
He called today, and he'll be in town, I think, around the 26th. So, Father, I'll just lift up Nancy Ballantyne to you, Lord. And, Lord, you know the situation going on there, and I ask for your help, your intervention, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're doing that. I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing her. And, Father, we thank you for that. Lord, we just thank you for opening up her eyes of understanding and getting all this truth, Lord, and wanting all of this truth, Father. And I ask that you broaden her scope of learning, Lord, and that you just make a sponge out of her, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing in Nancy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and I lift up Chad and Charity to as well, Lord, and ask that you provide protection on the road as they get on the road again. And, Lord, they've already been 1,500 miles. You've already protected them that long, and I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to protect them all the way here and wherever else you have them to go, Father, in Jesus' name. And you're going to bless their socks off, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that they have no problems with their car, that the car gets great gas mileage, and it's a comfort and a blessing to them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right, anybody else?
I got another. We heard from my grandson today. They've got him in a state pen over close to Memphis over there. And he's reading his Bible, and he even sent me a verse to read, and I did, and it was great. It's one that I actually had read last night, as a matter of fact. So, Father, I lift up Blake to you, Lord. I thank you for the work that you're doing in him. You're putting weight on him, Father. You know, when he went in there, Lord, he didn't weigh but about 125 pounds, and now he's back up to about 160. And, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you have saved his life, that you have delivered him from that addiction. Father, we praise you for that. And we praise you, Lord, that you've opened up his eyes to hear the truth, and he wants to know more about the truth, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, that you also make him a sponge of your word, Lord, and that he would receive it. And that it would get down in his spirit, and he would want the baptism in the Holy Spirit, as I think he does. And I pray that you would place it in his heart, Lord. And I praise you for that. And to also, Lord, to go ahead and get baptized while he's in there, Father, and just be ready to go as you open the cell doors for him when it's time. And I praise you, Father, for all the work that you've done in Blake's life. His whole life, Lord, I could tell that you've had your hand on him for all these many years, Father. And I so much thank you for your grace and your mercy on his life, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I ask, Lord, that you teach him how to be led by your spirit and not by the flesh. And I praise you, Father, for all the work you're doing in Blake, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We just praise you. Well, I've gotten a prayer request from Missy today. She's not in, but she was saying that her, I guess her daughter-in-law's grandmother was in the hospital, and her arms were turning green or something like that. And so let's go ahead and pray, because maybe she's, you know, dealing with that. So, Father, right now we just lift up Missy's daughter-in-law's, you know, grandmother. Lord, you know the situation. You know what's going on. You know if she's saved, if she's, you know, walking, you know, the right walk. And, Lord, if she does not know you, Lord, we just ask you, just use this situation to draw her to you, that you put, you know, somebody in her path at that hospital, a nurse or Missy or, you know, somebody that you know, knows the truth, Lord, and can share the gospel with her. And So, Father, we just thank you for saving her. And we just put our faith together. And whatever's going on in her body, Lord, we just believe that it's going to be healed to your glory. And we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for her salvation, and we thank you for her healing. And we just thank you that you're going to just do a mighty work in here. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, who else has some any prayer they want to pray? Pray for anybody. Well, actually, I'd like to pray. I'm going to be heading up to Ohio this weekend. So, Father, we just, Lord, I just ask that you just give us traveling mercies. Just keep us safe and others safe from us when we're traveling, Lord. And no issues as far as with the vehicle. You know, we just thank you for just favor in the traffic, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you just, you know, guide us as far as the work that needs to be done, that it will be, you'll just give us the mind of Christ so we can get it done quickly and swiftly, and just, you know, turn that place around and just give it a touch of you, Lord. Yeah, and we just thank you that it's going to be to your glory as far as what gets done. And I thank you, Lord, that place is going to sell. When this is completed, that you're going to bring in the right buyer that has no issue with financing or has the cash to buy the place. And I believe in that, Lord. I've been just, you know, this has been a cross to me. And I just thank you that place is going to be sold. And we just praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So just, keep me in prayer. We're going to be heading up there and want to try to get back as quick as I can. And so we just got a lot of work to do. We've got to get a lot of things, you know, taken care of while we're up there. So if you remember us, just keep us in prayer.
Amen. Brandy, going with you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good.
So I think actually Luke might even be going. He found out, you know, I was going up there, and he's been at a trial at camp, and they're working him from 6 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, 5 or 6 days a week, and he's just... I think it's just the Lord is just, you know, working on him and, you know, just teaching him patience. And, you know, he started off and he was running a crew of 8 people and it dwindled down to 4, and they want him to get the same amount of work done. And, you know, he's just, he's just a little stressed. So let's lift him up. Father, he's been in a trial, and I know you're trying to get his attention. And, Lord, we just ask you just work in him. You know, he's been battling his flesh, and he's been battling, you know, with some principalities and powers, and he's been battling with some religious spirits. And, you know, Lord, I know that you're, you know, getting his attention, and, you know, he's seeing that, he had an idol in his life, and he didn't ask you as far as being up at camp, and now he's seeing that he wasn't, you know, he was being led by his flesh, and we just thank you for working in him and helping him get his eyes on you and to put you first and not his flesh first. And we just thank you for just his renewed mind. And if he ends up going to Ohio this week, we just ask you just give me wisdom as far as what to speak into him, that it'll, you know, be led of you and speak into him, Lord. And we just thank you for the work you're doing in him. We thank you for the hunger of Christ you've put in him, the hunger for righteousness, the hunger to repent. You're just doing an awesome work, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So it's kind of interesting when you could see, you know, you just start seeing God and everything. And And I just see it in my son. It's, you know, when he gets drawn into entertainment, or, you know, he gets drawn away from the word or stuff like that, he goes into a trial, and he knows it's because he isn't putting that seed in him, putting the word in him, and you know, he kind of, you know, he gets spanked and he comes running back, and you know, and it's been a good trial for him. So it's neat when you can watch from the outside and just see God just working in people. So, amen. All right, how about anybody else? What, need to pray or need prayer? Or maybe, how about the testimonies? Got any testimonies?
Tim?
Hey, Judy.
Yeah, I'd like to say a prayer for Belinda and her family. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to bring Belinda and her family up to you. Her brother is going to have emergency surgery tomorrow. So, Lord, be with him. Guide the surgeons that they can do what they need to do. And give everybody, let everybody know that it was you that's the one that's doing this work. And, Lord, bring Belinda home safely. Keep her car in good shape, that everything goes good as she travels back to Tennessee. And, Lord, we give you all the praise for this. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Hey, let's pray for Belinda's brother. I don't think he's saved. Is that right, Judy?
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
but I don't know positive.
And I know he's in, you know, he's in, you know, not good shape. He's got some major issues, you know, going on right now. And so, Father, we just lift up Belinda's brother, and we just thank you, Lord, for his salvation, Lord, that you'll just, you know, use Belinda if you can to, you know, plant those seeds or just bring them to truth, Lord. Just allow her to be led of you. And, Lord, we just thank you. We bind up whatever the religious spirits or whatever the, you know, the fear, whatever's keeping him from coming to you, Lord. And we just bind up those principalities and powers. We just pray that you expose the lie in his head. And, Lord, just grant him repentance, just a renewed mind, and allow him to just, you know, just be saved, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for that. We just agree with Belinda, and we put our faith together for her brother in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I believe.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else have a testimony or anything they'd like to share tonight?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
This is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
I did speak at the ladies' retreat a while back, and I'm seeing a lot of fruit from it. The Lord was really with me, and I was very calm and said what needed to be said, I guess. And one of the young women that was at the retreat had a lot of questions, and because I had shared my testimony. And so she and her husband invited me and my son and daughter-in-law over, and they just wanted to talk about God, and they had questions about being delivered from demons and about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we ended up, well, first of all, my daughter-in-law, about a week before the retreat, my son and daughter-in-law were going to marriage counseling. Just a second, I gotta plug my phone in. And the marriage counselor said, I hardly ever say this, but I recommend that you get a divorce. Yeah, and well, I had a talk with Jessica, that's my daughter-in-law, and she had told me about these terrible things that were happening to her, and I knew it was demonic because she was scratching herself and like hitting her head on the wall, and just, she knew it was demonic too. And so we had a long talk, and we just decided to, she decided to get a notebook, and we were just going to, she was going to write down everything that came to her mind of things that she needed to repent of. And so she had a long list, and we prayed, and she definitely got delivered because just the next day, they had like the best day of their life, of their married lives. They've been married for 4 years. And that's been over a month ago, and they're doing great. And they told the marriage counselor that they were doing great, and she was just completely shocked. And she looked at Jessica, and she's not a Christian, this counselor. She was the only thing that my son could get with his insurance, though. And she looked at Jessica and said, "You have a joyful aura about you." And she really does. She has joy now. And while we were at this couple's house, she gave her testimony. And she cried, and she just said, and it all, you know, it started happening after I repented. And she says, I didn't even know what repentance was. And she talked about how she definitely was delivered from some demonic things, and that her life has changed, and everybody around her can see it too. And so anyway, this couple, they're just an amazing couple. My son had given them the book, like 2 days before that, had given them the book Sovereign God. And the man read all of it in 2 days, and the wife, she had read about half of it. And they were just very interested. And so I told my testimony, and then they said, "Well, we want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So how do we do that?" And so we opened up the book of Acts, and we read it, and they said, "Well, let's do it." And so we all, you know, confessed our sins one to another. We repented. I believe that they had several demons that were cast out of them. And then they, my son also and my daughter-in-law, because they had never had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they all were baptized in the Holy Spirit that night. And this was Tuesday night. And they're just all really excited, and they can already tell a huge difference. So praise God.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, was your sister a believer prior to this? Was she a Christian?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is a young couple that they go to the church that we attend once in a while. And my son and daughter-in-law go there. It's called Revive. But they all know, they're in the same small group, and they have talked to each other, and they know that there's more. And they know that that's not the full gospel. But there's really no option for us in Boise. So, but yeah, they're Christians, and they just moved here from Florida because he got a word from the Lord. They had just bought a house too, and he got a word from the Lord that they needed to get out of Florida right away and move to Idaho. So that's what they did.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's man. I just love to hear those stories. So, and they probably don't believe in spiritual warfare or deliverance in that church.
They do a little bit, but they don't understand the extent of it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's kind of funny when Trish and I, you know, came to the Lord during that, you know, time frame. We were going to a marriage counselor too. We loved each other. We just didn't know how to get along, and it was demonic. And you know, so we ended up going to the counselor, and And then I think Trish got saved first, and there was such a change in her. And shortly after that, I got saved, and you know, we just came to the, I mean, it was just like, we just came to the conclusion we didn't need this counselor anymore. And,
you're right.
You know, with the Lord, I don't know how people stay married without the Lord, you know. But,
I know.
But he just started working in us, and, I mean, he just brought us closer, and, I mean, he just saved our marriage and, you know, delivered me from drugs and alcohol, and I mean he just did such a mighty work in that, you know, that first short amount of time. It was awesome. So
my son and daughter-in-law decided right after that they weren't going to go to her anymore. And so they quit the counseling, and she says, well, I mean, I do have to call a couple of times just to follow up. And he says, oh, that's fine. And so he told me, he said, when she calls, he's going to tell her the real reason why their marriage is great now.
Amen.
So, yeah, share the gospel with her.
That calm aura she was seeing was Jesus.
Yes. Definitely.
So, Father, we just thank you for just these awesome testimonies, the awesome deliverance, saving that marriage and just working in them, Lord. And we just thank you for just continuing to give them a hunger for the truth, Lord. Give them boldness to walk in what you show them, Lord. And, Father, if they're not supposed to be in that church, just, show them that, you know, when it's time to come out, Lord. And just grow them up in you. Give them just a real hunger for truth, Lord. Open their eyes spiritually to the Word, and just bring it alive. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we bind up the enemy from trying to steal from what you have done. We just forbid it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, man, that's an awesome testimony. And the thing is, we pray that you would be calm when you shared, you know.
Yes.
And sound like the Lord was with you on that too.
Oh, definitely. And when I listened to it, because I recorded it, and I listened to it, and it didn't even sound like me. I sounded so incredibly calm. And my good friend listened to it. She said, "Yeah, it doesn't sound like you." So I was just more calm than I've ever been. So that was a miracle. And just one more thing, Jessica, my daughter-in-law, and then the couple's name is Justin and Sarah. They confessed before I left that they were having a little bit of a problem with doubt as to whether they were really baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I just asked prayer for that.
Okay. So, Father, right now, we just rebuke that spirit of doubt. We forbid it from speaking and lying to their heads.
Amen.
And, Lord, we just thank you that you're going to bring forth the manifestation of tongues, and you will just show them that, they are baptized. And we just thank you for just working in them, Lord. We just thank you for the miracles that you're going to show to them and just working through them. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Awesome.
Amen. Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
We need to pray for Lexi. She's got a little fever there. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Lexi to you, Lord. We thank you for the work you're doing in this young lady. And we come against this spirit of infirmity that's trying to come on her right now. In the name of Jesus, we command it to cease its activities against her. We bind you up and cast you off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And we command coolness in her body right now in Jesus' name. We command the fever to go down. We command all effects of this spirit to be gone off of her right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for cooling her down and healing her in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, who else? Got something on their heart, testimony, something like to share?
I can share a little bit of what happened at work today, and I'm really not too happy with it, but it turned the way it turned. I get in the morning, I get up early, and I study the scriptures, and today I decided to do a little spiritual warfare before I got to work, just to make sure there was no witchcraft or anything going on, just trying to bind the spirits and cast them down, any voodoo and hoodoo works and all that stuff, just going through the list of this prayer I got, and protecting my family. And then I got to work, and I had to work upstairs today, so I was getting prepared, and I was getting my MP3 player going, and then it started acting up. You know, I just downloaded Wednesday's Bible teaching, and I could pick it up very well. It was like it was missing half the stuff on my, like a little portable flash drive I put in the MP3 player. Half of the titles were missing. I had loaded up, and I thought, that ain't right. So I started binding that and stuff, and then I shut it off, unplugged it back in, and then it started to come back, and you know, I started to find everything. I thought, okay, now I'm binding voice, and I'm thinking, oh, there must be something going on here, some weird stuff. Well, after I got that going, I started doing my work and get things done. And then I see another guy where he had issues with me about a couple weeks ago, and we got it all resolved, which was really nice. We're brothers, you know, we got things squared away, and I don't know why he got angry, but we're over all that, and we're made up amends. And so we're talking about another situation that we both had just worked together on, and I explained to him, hey, I'm seeing the same thing downstairs at another machine we had, and I was trying to figure out why are we having the same issue. We shouldn't be seeing this. It's the first time I've seen it. And this guy came up out of nowhere, and he's kind of a smart aleck. And he come up, and you know, we had made amends, and I'm real, you know, protective of our relationship now, really. And he said, oh, you better listen to everything he's saying. You know, he's the ET. You got to be quiet. Don't say a word. Let him talk. And he walked away. He started looking at me and smiling. I said, you just go away. I made me mad when he said it. I thought, you're trying to stir things up. And I got mad inside. But then, you know, I had started listening to Michael talk about unforgiveness, and then he walked away, and I started feeling convicted because I got angry in my heart about it, because I thought the way he said it, and we both perceived it, that he was trying to stir something up between us again. And I didn't like that. You know, he's my brother, and here I'm trying to, you know, we're just talking, and somebody, and I could see Satan coming through this guy trying to work between us, and I just... But it made me angry that he did that, but I knew it was Satan, and at the same time, I knew it was a trial, and, you know, because I, you know, praying about, well, you got to put me through some trials, Lord, go ahead, and all that stuff. So it was a trial, but I felt like I failed it because I got angry in my heart about it, and I told him just to leave because I knew he wasn't there for any good at all. He was just very disruptive. So later on, we tried to, work it out a little bit, and this guy, I don't know what he's got... He can be, you know how it is when you work with people of the world, they can be okay, and then the next minute, it's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They just kind of all of a sudden come at you with stuff. You're thinking, what is this all about? So, I'm checking my heart, and I really don't have any forgiveness for him or anything, and I don't, but it really bothered me that I got upset, you know, and got not upset, but angry briefly for a moment about that. And I was thinking, is that my heart? Is there something wrong with me? You know, it's you're trying to check yourself out. What's wrong? You know, is there something I need to, you know, something the Lord trying to bring out of me here? And so I, you know, just decided to talk to this guy about it. And he said, well, you're always trying to explain everything. Okay, we're not going anywhere with this. And it was more or less just trying to talk things out. You know, I was like, well, what's going on? And but he's not into that, so I just thought, well, try to make peace with people the best you can when it really is not, you're the one that's being disruptive, you know? But you can't, it seems like you can't, I didn't say anything angry to him, I just said, you better, why don't you leave? But that was just rude enough where it wasn't very nice to say, so I was trying to, you know, tell him, hey, listen, I really wasn't mad at you as much as I just didn't understand why you were saying that. because me and Ken had just got together. We were doing really good in many things, and I felt like you were being disruptive, trying to stir things up. And you weren't trying to stir anything up, were you? You know, just asking him, to understand it. And then he got where he didn't want to talk to me, mad. And I thought, well, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to keep accusing anything. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. But, it seems like you can't win. Not like you're trying to win, but I find the closer and harder I try to walk with the Lord, on a lot of things, it seems like more and more people are finding a reason to get mad at you or just say things that you're thinking, where did that come from? And I know it's the Lord for testing, but you still wonder, Jesus, is there anybody out there as a Christian? you start to wonder, does anybody have, any understanding? So, not that I'm trying to put myself on a pedestal, because I'm not. But I see myself. I've seen where I just instantly, in the heart, got mad real quick, and I rebuked it real quick and didn't receive it. But still, it upset me that I had failed that way. So anyway, I just wanted to confess my failure. I'm not sure what else to do with that.
Amen. Yeah, I've just found that turning the other cheek and really trying to not judge and to just totally forgive, in certain situations. I mean, just putting that old man to death is, I mean, he pops his head, And it's part of the walk that is very difficult, and it's something that people want to take that, turn the other cheek, and love your enemies, and do good to them that persecute you, and all that. They want to rip that right out of the Bible, saying, well, they really didn't mean that, but it's all about putting to death that old man, and it's just. I mean, I had a day today where I had somebody ask me to come out and look at a unit, and I was around a lot of different people today, just a whole realm of different people, and I was really trying to take my thoughts captive because I kept catching myself just with a little bit of judgment or a little bit here, I was just like, I was just, and it was just nothing. I was just seeing people, but it was like, we judge so easily from the outside, and I know it's wrong, and I catch myself. It's like, I don't want to do that. And then 10 minutes later, I catch myself again. I'm like, repent. And I was like, and I'm just trying to see these people as vessels, just as lost. And I'm just asking the Lord, just put a total love in my heart and a compassion for these people. But he's just seeing where we just so easily, and they're just, I mean, it's not critical. It's just like little things, that you kind of look at somebody and it's like, it's not Christ. So I was just seeing that today, and it was I could justify it because nobody, I didn't say anything, nobody heard what I was thinking, anything like that, but the Lord knows. I remember when Julie was in town, she shared with me, she was on the bus one day, and she sees this guy, and he's just, got these Satan, skulls and Satan type, tattoos all over his arms, and skulls and just demonic stuff are just totally covering his arms, and he's wearing a Jesus hat. And she's looking at that, and it's like, what's wrong with this picture? And she finally went over and asked him why he was wearing that Jesus hat. And he says, and he holds out his arms. He says, man, I wish I would never have done this, but the Lord saved me. And he just started preaching Jesus. you know, but you know, all these tattoos were before he came to the Lord. And he says, man, I wish I would never have done any of this, you know, but it's too late now, but Christ saved me, man. And she said this guy was on fire for the Lord. And, you know, but it's, you know, I just see it's so easy to look at somebody like that and just kind of judge him, and without even knowing who he is, what his story is, anything like that. So that's what the Lord was, you know, been working on me a little bit, was just really looking at my thoughts. You know, it's easy when you're at home or you're, you know, just in the Word or whatever it is, but when you're out there shopping or, you know, out in public and you're around a lot of different people, you really got to take your thoughts captive and just, you know, and just have mercy and compassion and, you know, just see these, you know, the people out there as just lost vessels and, you know, just start praying for them or praying the Spirit and stuff like that. So it's just something that the Lord's been working on me. Amen.
Oh, yeah, I agree, absolutely. I mean, I started listening to the curse of unforgiveness again and thinking, I got to start all over and start, you know, where do I got to start dragging myself through the mud again to try to get, you know, whatever I need to repent from and change and to me. You know, it's like everything, trying to second guess everything I'm doing again, you know. It's like just for the one little incident of just my mind saying, all right, get mad about it. Because I've had people cuss me out and I just smile at them, well, sorry, and move on. At work, you know, it's like, just not let it offend me. And all of a sudden today, it got under my skin. And I was like, oh. And I was like, now I got to start all over again. Now I got to start re-examining everything. And I got to just, like, dig in all over again. You know, Lord, there's something there I didn't see. There's something there I got to toss out. Something about me I need to change again, you know. And it's just, you know, you keep on trying to find out where the evil's at or where you're failing and try to correct it, you know, and try to push it out so it's not there. So.
Amen. But just exposing it and, you know, just taking it to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't want that in me. I don't want to be like that. Change my heart. And, you know, as soon as you repent, you know, he knows your heart. If you're, you know, you just don't want to walk that way or think that way or judge that way, and you just keep, you know, repenting and asking for his mercy and asking him to change your mind and, you know, show him the root as far as what is this root? Why, you know, what am I doing? So, and he'll do it. You know, he's working in me, but it's not a quick work. But the thing is it's such a familiar thought that you don't, unless you really think about it a lot of times, you know, I was just trying to just be a blessing today and just kind of pray in the Spirit and I'm just catching these thoughts and they're so familiar and I'm just like, oh man, where did that come from? Lord, forgive me, and just kind of go on, you know, so, but he's working in all of us.
I absolutely think sometimes the thoughts aren't ours. When they just come on, it's like, oh, wait a minute, where'd that come? That's not mine. You know, not owning it sometimes, thinking I cast that off. You know what I mean? Being willing enough to recognize what are my thoughts, what aren't my thoughts, you know, to realize maybe that's what was just too quickly planted by somebody else, by something else, to try to draw you in. So,
yeah, it's when you start entertaining those thoughts. You might get that thought, but it's when you start entertaining that thought is when it gets you into trouble. Amen. All right. Who else has got something to share?
Well, this lady again. I had something happen today. It's happened to me many times, but it's always a blessing when it does. I was talking to God privately, inside, and I heard him say, I love you, but at the exact moment he said, I love you in my heart, my wife said, I love you, and it was like, it added to it, and I just want to thank the Lord for doing things like that for me, to help me understand and and to communicate more with him and receive from him. And I just wanted to say I appreciate it when he does that. And it blesses me to see my wife in tune with the Lord. So.
Amen. Yeah, there's been some times where I was kind of a little beat up and a little down in that, and I was just in the Word, and finally I was like, Lord, I need a word of encouragement here, and just by faith, I just opened up the Bible, you know, pointed down, and I mean, he's just given me some just awesome words that just totally pulled me out of my little, you know, slump or whatever it was, and you know, it's awesome when he does stuff like that.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I got somewhat of a little testimony.
Awesome.
About 3 or 4 days ago, David said, "Man, there's a bird in our garage." I said, "Okay." We went out there, and he said, "I think it's up there in the above the Vis Queen, where the Vis Queen's been stapled to the top of the ceiling." But I noticed a basket up there. It looked like an old Easter basket of some sort. And there was some straw in it, so I pulled it down. Man, that thing was full of baby birds. So we pulled it down, and I put it out there at the end of the garage, out there where the overhead door was, so we could get the mother bird or father bird, whatever, which one it was, acclimated to getting in the basket there so we could move it out into the woods somewhere. And, of course, immediately they can hear those babies screaming, you know, when they get hungry. And they came up, and we hadn't been able to relocate it yet, but we sure are having a time watching them feed those babies in that basket on sitting on top of your, as a matter of fact, on your table saw. So it's been a blessing to us.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome when you, especially when they're that small, you know, seeing something coming out of a shell. Because, you know, we hatch out chickens sometimes, and, you know, just watching them from, you know, when they come out and, you know, they're all wet, stuff like that, and just the progression of maturity and growth and stuff like that. I mean, what God has created is just amazing. Sometimes it's really neat to watch some of that stuff.
Well, what's neat about it is you can move them out there in the wood, and Mama's going to hear them babies scream now, because they're loud when they get hungry.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we woke up the other morning, and I saw a bird was flying onto our back porch, and we had like one of those fold-up, you know, like camping chairs or lawn chair type thing. It was just sitting there. It was all folded up, and it was just standing straight up. And this bird, I saw land on it, and then he left, and then he came back. He had like a piece of straw or something in his mouth, and he landed at it. And I looked out, and this was, I don't know, 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And we had just put the chair out there the night before, and I said, I think he's built a nest in that chair. And so Trish went out to go move the chair, and she opens up the chair, and there was enough straw and stuff that he picked up. It was like about the half of the size of a basketball. I mean, it was just a huge pile of stuff inside this chair. And, he did that in 2 or 3 hours. I mean, I don't know what time the sun comes up. Maybe, you know, 6, and this might have been around 9 o'clock. But he actually filled that chair up with straw and feather, you know, just stuff he found on the ground. And just such a, I mean, I was just amazed at how much stuff was in that chair in a couple hours. It was just astonishing. But, you know, it's just kind of neat how God puts that in them to, you know, be able to build nests. And then there's one bird that actually builds these mud nests. And we went kayaking, and there was underneath this bridge, they were lined up. And they were just these mud nests with these, you know, little outlets. It looked like a condominium complex. There was so many of them. just side by side going all the way down. It was just, I was just like looking up there. I says, man, these guys are architects. You know, I mean, they were beautiful. And I don't know what their swallows or whatever they were, but it was just amazing at, you know, at the what these birds can do. So it's just kind of neat. And the Lord puts all that in them, which is really cool. So, all right. He's got something on their heart.
Hey, Tim. It's Amber.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, I think Lexi's feeling better already. She.
Thank you, Lord.
She's crying, and she's got up to eat some ice cream. I think she's feeling better.
She's healed.
Yeah, amen. And now I'm starting to feel poorly. My throat's starting to hurt, so I'm starting to feel draggy. So I just want to. While I have everybody on there, ask that they pray for me as well.
Well, all right. So, Father, right now. What was that?
No, I was just saying, would you do it?
Oh, yeah. So, Father, right now, we just come against any infirmity on Amber right now. We just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We call this... Whatever this is trying to come on her, it's just a lying symptom. We forbid it, and we don't accept it, and we command it to get off her and go in the name of Jesus. We command that whatever that infirmity is, just to leave that house, leave that property, and not return. And we
Amen.
Just thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Amen. Right. That's not allowed on anybody else either in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, the other night Bill was sharing that he woke up and he said he was so sick and he was just kind of dizzy and he was just trying to get his, you know, just to get started in that. And he said he felt terrible and he was like even debating if he was even going to go into work. He says no, and he just started rebuking it. And he said that this thing totally lifted off him. By the time he got to work, he was totally healed, set free, and he just couldn't believe how bad he felt in the morning and how good he felt there. And he was so excited that he just wanted to tell somebody, and he works with all heathens at work, and he's like, who can I tell? Who can I tell? You know, because it was so amazing to him, where he was having a hard time standing up and, you know, an hour later he's totally healed and, you know, just has energy and excitement and all that. And he was just kind of bummed out. He didn't know, he couldn't tell anybody at work, you know. But I've heard a few testimonies like that. I mean, I had it one night where it was trying to come on me and I just rebuked it and it, you know, it would leave. And it just wants you to say, oh, man, I'm coming down with something and claim it so we can just, you know, latch on and you know, have a home. So we just, Father, we thank you for the truth that we are not under these curses and that you've set us free at that cross. And we just praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, who else has got a testimony? Word of knowledge, anything that the Lord showed you, anything like that.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Gaynold.
Well, the other day I had a dream, and I don't really have all the meaning of, you know, don't really know what it all entails, but there was a verse that I was given that I thought was really encouraging, and I didn't know whether I had it because we're kind of anticipating, you know, when our three daughters come home next month, and so maybe that was a part of it. I'm not sure, but I'll just, it wasn't real long, so I'll just read a little bit of it here to you.
Okay, that's great.
Well, there were a lot of people at our place, and it was very crowded. I don't remember what was happening, you know, especially, but our daughters were here, and it seemed like it was summertime, and so that's why I thought, well, maybe it was next month. Anyway, also, it seemed like Kurt was here, you know, from Tennessee, from you guys' fellowship.
Okay.
And I thought, well, that I don't have that connection at all. But anyway, he was going to be leaving, and I was just telling him goodbye, and Marlon was walking to the house, and he was carrying an armload of gifts. So they had large bows on them. And I remember telling him, well, I thought that we had already handed out all of the gifts. And, you know, I don't usually wrap gifts with huge bows, but these, look, they had huge bows on them, which is not what I usually do. But the packages weren't large, but they looked to be like books that were wrapped individually, and they had these bows on them. And then when I looked out the window, I saw two large RVs out there. They were just totally white. There was no designs on them. Like normally they have designs on them of some type, but there were no designs on them. They were just all white. And behind one of them, there was a little white car. And it looked like it was maybe, you know, like they put them on a trailer and they pull them behind a motorhome. But anyway... Mm-hmm. So I have no idea what that was about, because that's nothing that we have ever entertained, you know, having a motorhome or doing anything with one. But the verse that I got, and this is the reason why I thought maybe it had something to do with our daughters coming home. The verse that I got was from Ezekiel 37, and the verse I got was 24. And my servant David shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in mine ordinances and observe my statutes and do them. And I continued on because it goes on to tell about the children and the children's children. It says, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell therein. And they and their children and their children's children forever. And David, my servant, shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them. And I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord that sanctifieth Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. And the scripture really spoke to me, because we have really been praying, you know, that there would be an opportunity to really speak of those things that are, you know, the most important things to speak about when our daughters come, that the Lord would have their hearts prepared to receive those things. And when I got this verse, it was encouraging, because I believe he is doing a work in their heart and preparing their heart before they come. And I guess that's why it really did mean something to me. As far as what the dream all meant, I don't really have a revelation of that. But I did like the verse that I got.
Yeah, when you said the RVs out there, I was thinking of like a tabernacle or a mobile tabernacle, you know, and mm-hmm. then that verse had tabernacle in it.
It did. Yeah, it did.
Who did the RV belong to?
I have no idea. No idea. There were two of them out there. They both were alike, but one had a car behind it. But no, I have no idea. And I have asked the Lord about it, but I haven't gotten an answer, so I don't know. I don't know. Oh, and another verse that I did get, because I did ask for another verse on this, and it was from Mark 10:43. But it is not so among you, but whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister, and whomsoever would be first among you shall be servant of all. And the next verse too. For the Son of Man also came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And I really, in my heart, I thought that maybe spoke of Marlon, because he was carrying the packages that to me looked like they were books. And this is one of the things that we do, you know, in the Bible study that we have. We share God's word through the various teachings that are available on UBM. And so I kind of, that went along with it also, I thought. Anyway, I guess that's all I wanted to share, but I thought it was an encouraging dream.
Yeah, that was. That was.
And the scriptures were encouraging, too.
Do you know who the gifts were for?
No, I don't know. I don't know. He just brought them, and, I don't know. Because apparently, in the dream, I had thought we had already handed out the gifts that we had to give.
Mm-hmm.
But then he came with more. So, anyway.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. And why the large bows? And I thought, well, perhaps this was just emphasizing the importance and the preciousness of them. You know, even though the gifts weren't real big, it looked like they were books is what they looked like, you know. But they were wrapped individually with bows. So...
Awesome.
Okay. Well, that was all.
Well, let's just go in agreement that with your daughters coming in that let's just pray along with you. So, Father, we just thank you that you're going to prepare Marlon and Gaynell's daughters' hearts when they come in this summer, and Lord, that we just bind up any principalities that. Any pride, any religious spirits, anything that might be there to hinder them receiving the true gospel. And Lord, we just thank you that you're preparing them. You're preparing their hearts. You're preparing their minds. You're going to open up the door. You're going to give Marlon Gaynell just what to speak and be led of you. And Lord, we're believing that there's going to be brought forth fruit in this situation, Lord. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for just a mighty work in them.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're believing for that.
We're believing with you.
Okay, yeah. They don't come home very often, so when they do come, it's kind of a special time. It's been about 3 years since they've been home. Well, it'll be three years in July since they've been home. We were together a year ago for our granddaughter's graduation, but you know, everybody is so scattered out that they don't make it home very often. So we have Arkansas, California, and Oregon there. So anyway, thank you for the prayer. Yeah, sure. Thank you for the prayer.
We're going to be waiting for the testimony.
Okay.
What God does. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so are we.
It's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
Because I mean, we're all praying for family members, and you know, I've seen God do some works in mine, and He's got more to do, and you know, if we just kind of just keep our faith out there, and you know, don't go by sight, just give it to the Lord and get in the rest, and He'll do it. So we've been seeing a lot of answered prayers lately. It's been awesome. We really have. It's been really neat. So thank you, Lord. Okay, who else has got something to share, testimony or?
Hello, it's Gail.
Hey, Gail.
How are you all?
Terrific.
All right.
Welcome.
Well, I had an experience last week of. I feel like I was just bombarded with past regrets, you know, dealing with people and hurts that had been had come from me hurting others, and it just like popped, you know, like one after the next, and it was really overwhelming, and I didn't know what to do. There were too many people, and I asked Jesus. I said, "Please, would you go to these people and work on them and heal the wounds that I've been responsible for?" Because it was just too much. I felt it was too much that I couldn't do it all. There was too many people. So what I got was immediately either he said, "Let's go together," or "Come, we'll go together," something like that. And right away, I went, you know, to one person, and I knew what to do. I knew how to heal them. I felt like the Good Samaritan, you know, put it that way. You know, I bound their wounds is what I was doing, and I love them, and I told them. So this is something that, I mean, it's just an awesome gift, and I know that that Jesus is always there when I call, when I'm in need, and that I don't have to do all of this myself, and I'm not supposed to, and I'm not able to. So it's real confirmation of that, and it was, of course, a healing for me, naturally, that I was no longer in, you know, profound remorse again. So I hope this cleaning up is coming to an end, because it's been a little intense. This is a round of it now.
Oh, that's awesome. How did they take it when you showed up at the door? How did that go?
When the people that I went to, how were they?
Went there.
Yeah, there was no, it's nothing that I remember. It was just me, like, doing what needed to be done. And I guess they were, like, passive. You know, they were just accepting it, you know, and they were just open and accepting it. And I imagine they were grateful. I don't know. I wasn't inside their head.
That's awesome. That is really cool. Yeah, you know, where the Lord says, and that's true. It's like, we're going to do this together. I mean, it's just something you need to do, and I'm going to be with you, and,
yeah,
you know, we're gonna do it together.
Yeah.
And that's true. I mean, He's always with us. So, you know, when we do things like that, we are together. You know, I just never really saw it like that. And yeah. It sounded like you got healed from that.
Pardon me?
It sounded like you got healed from that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You got some bias.
Jesus has good ideas. That was a good idea he had.
Yeah, he's all wisdom, you know. So that's an awesome testimony. That's an awesome testimony.
You know, there was a song that what was his name? Tom Kruger. What was his name? Tom Kruger? Tom Kruger that had the experience. Your friend Tim's experience in the spirit of being in heaven and all of that, Tom Kruger?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, there was a song that he heard, and I wondered if that song is available. Like, can I find it on iTunes or something and download it? Do you know the
name? Yeah, it's the Revelation song. Do you know who does that song, Michael?
What's
the name of the Revolution?
No, Revelation.
Oh, Revelation. Okay. Uh huh.
You just pull it out, phone. You Google it, and it'll come up.
It's Gary Job that sings it.
What was that?
Gary Job. K A R I J O B E.
J O B E. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the first name?
Kari. K-A-R-I.
How do you spell that? Kaylee?
K-A-R-I.
Terry.
Yeah.
Okay, Terry Job, okay.
Did you say Barry or
Terry?
Terry Job.
Is that a T, Terry?
K.
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 Is that a T like Terry or B like Barry?
No, K like Kim.
Oh.
Terry Job.
I got the last one. Yeah. I don't have the
that's an awesome song. It really is.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to see if I can find that. Right.
But he did say the angel sang it better.
Amen. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get Tom back on. Trish and I were saying I haven't talked to him in a while, so I'm gonna call him when I get back from Ohio and see if I can get him on again. So
I've had a question for a long time. when I hear that we need to pray for Israel, I go, ugh.